This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you start your day, start it the best way possible by just listening to what God has to say to us in His Word, the Bible, and shaping your life around what God has to say. I think you'll find that if you start putting God's words at the beginning of your day every day, you'll find God starting to shape your way of thinking, starting to impact your whole way of relating to people, the way you respond to the difficult circumstances of your life and the good circumstances of your life. God shapes our lives through His Word in the Bible. So we're talking this week about the idea of what it means to be lost in the Bible's terminology. And really, that term, a lot of it comes from a story Jesus told in Luke chapter 15 of the Bible. It tells us in Luke 15, starting in verse 3, "So he told them this parable." A parable is a story that makes a point. He said, "What man of you, having 100 sheep," now, you might not have 100 sheep, but in Jesus' day, this was very common for people to have sheep. There were shepherds everywhere. And so he makes a point with this story. "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing." He's going to carry it back. "And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so," Jesus says, "I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." Well, here's the word lost, right? He goes after the one that is lost until he finds it. God has an intense desire that no one should be lost. And this story just paints the heart of God in real terms for us to see and understand. God is so excited when the lost person is found. You know, that lost sheep, what did it do to be found and brought to safety? Nothing. It was lost. It just was found. Right? It didn't have to do anything. It had to recognize the shepherd, yes, and allow him to take care of it and pick it up and bring it back to safety. But that's it. Jesus considers everyone, no matter who you are, no matter what your life is like, no matter how lost, far away from God you are, Jesus considers everyone worthy of him dying for them. He went to find you. As you're listening today, Jesus has come to find you. No one should think of themselves as unworthy of being saved. Jesus is reaching out to you. What he did for you at the cross washes away your past that you're so ashamed of. And him becoming a part of your life opens up your future. That's the exciting thing about coming into a relationship with God. It's not just about doing the religious thing. It's about knowing God. It's about coming into the reality of what God created you for. Do you know that God designed you to fit an exact purpose that He wants you to fill in this life? And He's reaching out to you today and saying, "Come close to me. Make me a part of your daily life. If you need forgiveness, that's why I died on the cross. Come to me and say, 'I need forgiveness. Please forgive me. Come into my life. Start to make it what you want it to be.'" He will do that, and he will change your life. It's him, not just a commitment to Christianity or to a religious way of life. It's God himself who will become a part of your daily life as you grow in your personal relationship with him. He changes your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.